Hey, it's Ryan, also known as Rion. I'll let you decide which you prefer, spelled R-I-O-N. You can just go with what you prefer. Okay, as you go through life as an adult, things start happening that take you out of balance, and then you don't know how to resolve. And this affects your performance, your potential, your relationships, your happiness, and your quality and experience of life. So, can you relate to any of these? Because I sure used to. You have trouble healing, clearing, and releasing blocks, anxieties, limiting beliefs, past experiences, emotional associations, feelings of unworthiness, social, sexual, or performance anxiety, conditioned programs or beliefs which are keeping you stuck no matter how hard you work at them. It's kind of like there's an emergency brake on and it's just holding you back. So it's like these invisible tormentors. Maybe your personal, psychological, sexual, or emotional torments are owning you and you're the one who has to live with them. They go with you wherever you're at. Disney World, and you could be in just a terrible state. And you're supposed to be happy, and you're not happy because all these things, they keep owning you. And they're just there. So even though you can look good and smell good on the outside, you're still dealing with these things. Maybe you feel like you should be clear of your limiting beliefs by now, after all these years, especially if you've worked so hard at them. Maybe you've tried some things that are supposed to heal, like EFT tapping, meditations, visualizations, maybe even Sedona method. Maybe they've helped a little, but you're still nothing close to truly being free. You wouldn't even know what it feels like, but it'd be priceless to be free from everything that's holding you back, right? Maybe you're great at solving problems in other areas, but you're completely stumped as to the nature of these issues and how to just freaking get rid of them from haunting you. Since they're so frustrating and beyond you to solve in your experience, you cope with it by avoiding, suppressing, denying, rejecting, but they keep getting worse through time. Maybe they're just like these brain clouds that won't go away. It seems like some sexual and emotional feelings are outside of your control and often a dark or scary thing. Your issues just seem too strong and incurable for you to deal with or resolve. And you know they're massively holding you back in life. And it seems like all the personal or self-help work, like positive thinking and affirmations, hardly has any effect on your deeper emotional or sexual issues or baggage. You really don't want to go to a psychotherapist for this stuff or admit there's anything wrong with you, even if it was possible they could help resolve your issues. So you just continue living with your issues, don't know how to resolve them, and especially if you're a man, you don't and can't really talk about this stuff with anyone else because they're going through it too and they don't know how to resolve it. Maybe you struggle feeling truly worthy in certain areas of your life, and you don't know how to actually feel worthy. Maybe if you're single, you're struggling with how to feel worthy towards the opposite sex. Maybe you're dealing with those feelings, and it kind of scares you because this is really important stuff, and it's just oppressing you. Maybe you're often ruled by your thoughts and being stuck in your head with all of its clutter and noise. You don't know what it's truly like to be free from your mind, your anxieties, the brain clouds, and their ownership over you and your quality of life. Your logic can't solve everything, and it just really annoys you. Maybe there are some things that you just can't let go of, even with a lot of concerted effort. Thinking about them more and trying to release them doesn't help. Even if you know exactly what the problem is, it's still there like a festering tumor, preventing happiness, peak performance, and just truly living in the moment and having a great quality of life. You want to be healed, transformed, and free from all of these pains that are clouding your experience of life, but have wondered if it's even possible or ever possible because they seem incurable and nothing has really worked so far. It's like all the books you read, events, seminars, retreats you go to, even those, it's not having an effect if you're doing that. Maybe that's your experience. Everything you do, it's like the issues are still painful, attempts at clearing haven't worked, so avoidance is generally your best policy. Now, does any of that sound like you? Because for me, a lot of that was how I used to live, and it was just terrible. Do you have those things that you just can't let go of or really affecting you and oppressing you, like really holding you back? For me, I had uncontrollable anxieties. I kept rethinking things all the time, trying to fix things in my head that happened years ago in the past or weeks ago, trying to re-visualize things in the future, how things were going to be. I was always stuck in my head too much. I would do stupid, compulsive, obsessive things and clack my teeth a certain number of times and then having to keep redoing that until I got it perfect, and I would torment myself. I was way too self-conscious. I used to have performance and social anxiety really strong, and I cared what others thought, and I wanted to make a good impression, wanted them to like me. So I was so stuck in my head that even when I went skydiving on North Shore of Hawaii, I was still filtering the experience through my mind. Like, how am I feeling right now? Is this the real thing as I'm falling down in the sky? And I didn't want to live like that anymore. And I couldn't silence my mind for Zen meditation years ago. So I was just kind of stuck dealing with my mind, and I couldn't silence it to be able to do Zen meditation. So it was kind of like a double, I'm screwed kind of a thing. And I really had these concrete walls built up for years. Well, what I discovered along my journey were some secrets, the secrets, that really resolves all of this effectively. They come from the East and the West, and it ended up curing all of my own mental, sexual, and emotional baggage, issues, anxieties, things that used to haunt and keep me prisoner from truly being free and experiencing the moment and just being present and in the now. And I discovered them indirectly because I was focused on something else. And I'll tell you more about that elsewhere in another time and place. So here, I'm going to tell you right now, is the solution for all of your impossible issues. Maybe you spend a lot of money just to avoid things, to entertain, to take yourself away from the pain of your mind. People are spending billions of dollars to influence their state, mostly to feel good or to avoid their issues. Well, I'm going to give you the solution right here in the next half a minute. That is the solution that will work for you to cure all of your impossible, incurable issues. And then we'll go more into it. Okay, so here it is. If you still have unresolved mental, emotional, and sexual anxieties, issues, blocks, or limiting beliefs, it only means you're currently out of natural, holistic balance. You just have to gain more consciousness in the areas you have issues in to finally be able to naturally heal and release to get back into that natural anxiety-free state. Okay, so it's really about a natural holistic balance. So what we're really talking about is your conscious subjective experience of life. And make sure you get the other component training on this. You know, I'm going to have like video, if you haven't got it yet, get the video, the ebook version, so you can see, and I actually show you a mixer of energy, like an audio mixer of your practical conscious experience. It's about these five energies. Everything is energy. And your experience of life, your practical, tangible experience of life, is really about these five energies and what you are experiencing, what you are knowing, what you are feeling. And they're called your holistic energies, which are your sexual, emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental energy. Those comprise your conscious experience of life. It's the balance of what you know in your beingness, in your life, in being alive. Because if you're in an unconscious state or knocked out by a Mike Tyson, or if you're unfortunately in a coma, that unconscious state is one of, well, you're not conscious, you're not experiencing, you're not knowing. So really we're talking about your consciousness. So in the balance of your experience of life, these are the elements we're working with. So if you have sexual and emotional baggage and anxieties, this is what we work with, is that holistic balance and what you are feeling, what you are experiencing in those areas. And it's very important for you to understand this, to differentiate that not everything is mental, that you can experience things differently on your different levels of sexual, emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental. And in other places, I'll go more into differentiating them, but they're very different types of experiences. So you can feel things sexually. You can feel emotion, different types of emotion sweep over you, joy, happiness, just a good purging outburst of crying or rage. Those are different emotions. And it's something you feel. It's in your knowing. It's in your conscious experience. So a sexual or emotional feeling is not the same as a thought about the feeling. So we'll bring it up again, but if you have these sexual and emotional issues, we're really dealing with a different type of experience, a different type of conscious energy, a different type of knowing. So when you feel in your heart, in your emotional state, a feeling like love, that's different than the thought of the written form of love. The conscious mental thought, that experience is very different from the emotional. And the sexual experience can be a very different type of knowing. So that's just some examples here. We go further into that. The point is that your conscious experience of life is comprised of these five energies, and it's all a balance. And if one area is out of balance or getting all the energy, it's like a system. It becomes imbalanced in your experience of life. And as you know, some feelings can be completely illogical. And it's just in these different areas that you can experience things. So if you have issues, it's because you are out of natural holistic balance. If you think back to when you were a kid, if you can remember, then you had more emotional consciousness, meaning your experience, your knowing, your reality was that of more emotion. Everything was richer. It was more dynamic because you had and experienced more emotional energy in your state, in your consciousness. So as you become an adult, we kind of suppress those. And then by not being conscious in those areas, all kinds of issues start to fester and gather that we're just not aware of because we're not very conscious. Okay, so what we're talking about is if you have issues, it's because you're out of natural holistic balance. As a kid, you could release things. You were very conscious emotionally, and you would naturally release things instead of holding on to them or replaying them over and over in your mind, tormenting yourself. But that's what the mind, the mental energy, or ego does as adults. Once you reach a certain age, the mind just kind of takes over, and we suppress sexual, emotional, especially in our society, and we become imbalanced. So maybe that's been your experience. So these issues just start accruing. But in a balanced, natural, holistic, or Zen state, there is no anxiety. You're present, and you're not affected by things that happened in the past, because you're truly in the moment. Now, most Westerners completely lost touch with that state, but they can regain that by everything we're talking about here. So if you have issues, it's because you're out of balance. All you have to do is get back into natural balance in your conscious experience. So that way you're not holding on to all of these things. And to get there, you're going to have to release things, suppressions, anxieties in your sexual and emotional energy. But once you can get back in that balance, you won't have anxiety. And in your experience right now, if you have issues, it just shows you're out of balance. You're out of that natural balance like a child. Okay, so it's all in your conscious experience in these different types of energies. You're just going to have to rebalance yourself and your knowing of life in the moment today. So if you're having these issues, you're just out of balance. Okay. So that's what happens. We gain so much. And this is where I was too. I was so stuck in my head. We value the mind, thinking, logic, and we suppress emotion, and we have all kinds of crazy off beliefs about sexuality, socially, sexploitation and porn, and it influences our sexual energy. We become unconscious there. Advertising, media manipulates our emotional and sexual energy without our awareness because we're unconscious and we neglect and avoid those areas. That's why you have issues there, is you're not very conscious. So the balance isn't there. It's like if you ignore certain parts of an assembly line and only focus on the end thing where it pops the products out and you just want more of that, well, something else in the assembly line could be neglected and it could create all kinds of problems. So the system has to be in balance. And we're talking about your conscious experience, which is in those five different energies: sexual, emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental. So as an adult, you've probably simply held on to things because that's what the ego does. It likes to do that, and you haven't been able to naturally release. So if it's been like that for years, you're just living in this great imbalance. So in order to rebalance your conscious experience, so you can be in a natural state of no anxiety, no issues, repression, torment, so you can truly be free, the solution is just to become more conscious in those areas that you've neglected. So that way you can naturally balance and release. But you might say, my problems are really bad. They're just incurable. It's so conditioned. Well, it's still the same thing here. You're just out of balance. Okay, so then even more consciousness may be necessary to make up for all the things that have been done in the past, which is now you're living in the effect of past causes which have influenced you. Fortunately, it can all be resolved. You just have to have more consciousness in those areas to rebalance your knowing experience of the moment, the now. Okay, so the good news is that problems are resolved with higher consciousness all of the time in other areas. Okay, so let me give you some examples here because I just want to make this nice and clear. That'll give you some hope to see that, oh yes, this absolutely can be resolved. Okay, so for example, if you took a group photo and there was someone missing from the photo because they were just gone, like they went to the bathroom and they missed the big moment, and you're sitting there in front of the photo and you're like, ah, this is so frustrating, they had to be there. You could just be stuck in that knowing of this is how it is, it sucks, I wanted them to be there. But wait a minute, if you had higher consciousness, you could Photoshop them in to the group photo and make it look like they were there the whole time. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know that. And, I mean, if that's the actual situation, it's just that higher consciousness. Because someone who knows that, they could have resolved that. Okay, another example is a group photo of someone, they had their eyes closed, but you took a couple shots of it. You could be stuck in the moments of, oh, this is a perfect photo, why are their eyes closed? But you're not at the level of consciousness to know. Someone who's good at Photoshop can say, oh, no, let me just grab their eyes from this other photo and bring them into this otherwise perfect photo. Now we have a resolution. But it took that higher knowing, that higher understanding, that higher experience or consciousness to know that, to resolve the situation. So another example, if there's someone who has like a brain tumor or something, it would take a neurosurgeon at a very high level of consciousness to be able to resolve that. But if you're someone who doesn't have that level of consciousness, or just say a pediatrician, for example, it's just not your area of specialty, so you could be confused for decades if you didn't have the consciousness trying to figure the problem out. Yet a neurosurgeon has that level of consciousness to be able to work with the dynamics and to resolve the situation. If you are terrible in one area but good in another area, well, you just have higher consciousness. Other people don't know how to do things you can. You just have that higher knowing to resolve the issue. So in auto repair, if you're trying to repair a car, but you have no idea what on earth you're doing, you're just not a level of consciousness to resolve the issue. So you're stuck with the frustration, with the anxiety. You're kicking the tires, throwing tools around. It's impossible. You're stuck in this drama. You have all this anxiety and frustration. When someone else who has a consciousness, like a grease monkey, can say, oh, I'll just come over here to fix it, vroom, vroom, and fix it, because they have higher consciousness. Okay, so it's important to know that what you're going through is you're just not at the level of consciousness to resolve it. You're at the level of the problem itself, and you're just stuck there. So you have to increase your consciousness to be able to resolve it. Einstein said, and this is my paraphrase, but you cannot solve a problem at the same level it was created. You can't solve it at the same level of consciousness that it was created. So when I was in college, UW-Madison, borrowed this girl's car, I went down the street and then turned it on as normal, and then I was stepping on the gas and it wasn't going anywhere and the tires were spinning for 2 minutes, in those moments, I was so frustrated, confused, could not figure out on earth for the life of me, defied all logic. That was my knowing. That was my conscious experience. Until someone knocked on the door and said, take the emergency brake off. What? Then pointed to it. Oh, wait a minute. Bam. And then I could fishtail forward. Ah, okay, so I knew, I became enlightened, they enlightened me in that area there. It's like I just didn't know then, I was 19 or something, it was on a flat road, I don't know why people do that. But, oh, okay, it made sense. Afterwards, I had the higher consciousness. So you can be stuck, blinded, confused, frustrated, in the heat of the moment, in the time and space before resolution. Because you're not at that higher level of consciousness in that specific area. But you are in other areas. But that's just what you're going through. Right? And maybe it's lasted for years, even decades, that you just have these emotional and sexual anxieties. All you're experiencing is the pain. The only resolution is a higher knowing, a higher consciousness in that subject area. Okay? So all of the subjective pain you're experiencing is only because you're at that same level of the problem, or maybe below it. Maybe the problem's so big it's above you. Well, you have to raise your consciousness to get past it. So you can think of times you were stuck, in a situation, and then afterwards, when you had the higher consciousness and the problem's resolved, you say, oh, duh, but now I know. And you had the higher knowing, the higher understanding to resolve that situation. Okay, so another example is like when someone's speaking like a sentence to you in a different language and it's just completely, what on earth? I don't understand that. But then when it's translated to you, it's like, oh, okay, now I understand. Or when you gain that comprehension and increase your consciousness, oh, then it makes sense. And you can operate on a higher level and resolve problems. And this formula of higher consciousness is how problems are resolved all of the time. The level of consciousness to resolve, what was that, Apollo 13 in space, they had to have a certain type of consciousness. Your local fat boy jumping in the municipal pool may not be, he might be, but he probably not at the level of consciousness to resolve issues like NASA, space, rocket science, and so forth. Then again, maybe he is. You don't know, kids these days. Okay, so the point is, you just have to have more consciousness in those areas to rise above the level of the problem in order to resolve it, instead of remaining at the same level or below the problem itself. Okay, so that's exactly what's going on. You're just stuck in the experience, the knowing, which is that level of consciousness that you're in right now, before it gets resolved, no matter how painful and full of anxiety it is. And you can think of examples in your life when you had anxiety in other areas, then it was resolved. Oh, well, the anxiety went away because you just knew more and it was resolved. Okay, so just raising your general consciousness in a certain field, you'll be able to resolve things that others couldn't. You don't have to know all of the answers. So, for example, if a parent has asked you, if you're pretty savvy with computers or software, if a parent's asked you to take a look at something and you didn't see that specific issue before, but you had a general consciousness that was above their level of consciousness, and you resolved the problem, well, there you go. That's the same thing. And I'm going to get to how it relates specifically to healing your impossible issues. But that's the thing. Maybe you've experienced the opposite, where you were just stuck, or there was a higher level computer issue, and then you brought someone else in, and they had a higher consciousness, didn't know exactly what the specific thing was, but just their higher knowledge working around it. Oh yeah, okay, fixed, because that higher consciousness. So when it comes to resolving emotional and sexual anxieties, that is also what we're talking about. So if you're just a master electrician or a master plumber, in those dynamics, you're going to be able to figure things out and solve things, even if you don't know all of the answers right away, just because you have a higher working knowledge and understanding. Okay, so in order to effectively heal in this specific area of your experience of life, your knowingness, we're working with those holistic conscious energies and how you feel, how you experience things. So to reacquire your natural ability to rebalance and not hold on, you just have to become more conscious in the areas you're thinking are clueless or impossible in. You're just not at that level of consciousness to resolve. Okay, so you simply became more unconscious through time, sexually, emotionally, avoiding, repressing, and then possibly being influenced by advertising, media, social programs, even religion and peer pressure, influenced on that level because you maybe suppressed or avoid things emotionally. Being unconscious, it was open to manipulation, and then all kinds of problems accrued and festered there, and limiting beliefs, conditioned anxieties, and so forth, because you were unconscious there. You weren't really aware. You weren't experienced in those states. Other people could kind of manipulate things. So now you're stuck in this great imbalance. Okay, and maybe the mind is dominating and you're trying to fix things from the mental level, but it's not working. Okay, so has that happened to you? Maybe you've noticed societal programs or peer influences have had an influence on you. I know a lot of single men today are really dealing with sexual anxiety around beautiful women because a lot of the dynamics of social and sexual really influences their state, their knowing. And we'll get more specifically to how to heal that a little bit later for those it does relate to. So the intangible is the most tangible. You know that your consciousness, your experience of life, what you feel, what you know and experience is everything. It's the most valuable thing. To someone else, it's intangible. But people spend billions of dollars to feel good, to heal their anxieties, and that's because your experience is the most tangible thing. So if you want a resolution here, well, you're in the right place. Because I tried to find answers to these things, and everything I did, nothing worked before, until what I'm introducing you to now. So here's the thing, and this is what I used to do, is you can't solve emotional and sexual issues or anxieties with logic. It's like bringing paper and pen to a boxing match, which you're supposed to compete in. All right, it's just a different type of thing entirely. And it's really kind of a mistake, and it seems obvious, but people keep doing it. Especially intelligent, logical men, they want to fix things logically. Well, with sexual and emotional energy, it's not logical. So you can take a personal self-help or inner game approach to resolving your deeper emotional and sexual anxieties or baggage, and nothing really happens. It could even get worse. You can't even put into logic some of the things you feel. Like, you know what you feel. You know that. Well, it's not supposed to be logical, but it is what it is. When you feel sexual energy, when you feel sexual states, when you feel emotional, it isn't logic. So how are you going to resolve it with logic? You're dealing with something that's more powerful. Sexual and emotional energy is very powerful. So you have to respect it for what it is. So attempts at trying to fix it logically are not going to work. And if they are, then you probably didn't have deeper embedded conditioned issues or anxieties or limitations or limiting beliefs. Okay, so this area just requires that you work in that type of consciousness where you feel that type of energy and respect it for what it is. It's like a doctor who studies how to work with his set of tools versus an auto mechanic. It's just different set of tools, different dynamics. You have to respect that for what it is. And the unique type of conscious experience that it is, the unique type of energy or power that it is. These other energies are not logical. They're not supposed to be. It would be the ego that values itself. We value thought, independent thought, higher knowledge, but we're very unconscious sexually and emotionally. So you have to value the holistic balance. So I bet if you have issues in a certain area, you're just not very conscious there. And you avoid, suppress, deny, ignore maybe. And it took me years to discover this. And it just became obvious recently. But then I think you'll get this. I hope so. I mean, you might get it logically. The point is, when we do the work, when you do the work, it's to actually be affected in your energies and conscious experience where you have the issues so that you can have the healing. So if you have emotional issues, you have to increase your emotional consciousness. If you have sexual issues, anxieties, self-limiting beliefs sexually, like, or you just feel sexual anxiety around the opposite sex, if you feel unworthy, you have to increase your sexual consciousness. And that makes sense. And the good news is that it works. And it's simple. That's how problems are resolved all of the time. So again, and I'm speaking from experience here, only from experience. Nothing else could do it. But this is exactly what did it. And you can't even understand it logically. You just have to really increase your consciousness in those areas to fix those kinds of issues and problems. And that is the solution. Okay, so let me say it again. If you have emotional issues, blocks, anxieties, torments, things you're still holding on to, emotionally, you have to increase your emotional consciousness. If you have sexual issues, anxieties, blocks, you have to increase your sexual consciousness. It's not your mental knowing of it. No, no, no. You actually have to increase your ability to experience sexual energy. You have to increase your ability to experience and feel and know higher levels of emotion. So you become more conscious in that type of experience again. And that is what gives you the power to heal and resolve issues in that area. Okay, and psychological issues, the ego itself is the problem, which is dominating the balance of your experience. So you actually have to balance out holistically. You have to be in sexual, physical, emotional, spiritual states outside of your ego so that it balances out. That's why, well, a lot of people do meditation, Zen meditation, just for that, so they can balance outside of the clutter of their mind so it doesn't have that dominance it used to. Well, there's a lot more things you can do. But if the ego, that's your dominant, you're always thinking, you're stuck in your head, well, you just have to balance yourself out so the ego doesn't have that dominance. Because you've closed off as an adult in those areas, if you're having those issues, sexually, emotionally, you actually have to reimmerse in specific ways within your experience and knowing of sexual and emotional energy. Lower consciousness has affected and suppressed you, but by taking control and becoming conscious in those areas again, you'll be able to resolve all of your issues. And if you're just not at that level to resolve them, then you just have to have higher consciousness of that type. Higher consciousness, like in any area, gives you the effective power and capability to resolve those kinds of issues, whether you understand it logically or not. A more emotional person is going to be able to do more effective releasing than someone who is just closed off or not very emotionally conscious. And even they could be working very hard and still not getting anywhere because they don't have that higher capability in that type of energy to resolve things. Okay, if sexual energy is conditioned and the problem is greater than you, then you have to increase your capability to resolve that type of issue, that type of conscious experience. And we'll get to some specific things a little bit later for that. So it's important to build the capability to resolve your problems instead of just releasing or focusing on the problems itself or avoiding, suppressing, denying them. Your consciousness in that area is actually more important than the problems you're suffering through. Becoming conscious with the ability to resolve is more important. So when you are this master electrician, for example, it's like, oh, there's another problem. It's actually kind of fun resolving things in areas you're good at. You're not stuck under the problem. So this is the same exact thing. A Hale Dwoskin or me, we don't have emotional baggage. It's because we have emotional consciousness and we can effectively release things. So whatever you're going through, your suffering, your pain, your psychological torments, even sexual anxieties, it's all the same thing. It's the same process. You just have to become more conscious in those areas. The answer is to build your capability and knowing or consciousness in your experience of sexual and emotional energy to resolve issues in those areas. So instead of just focusing on the act of releasing, which a lot of people do, or working on it, your capability is actually more important. It'd be like you have, you're in the repair shop and you have this machine part you're trying to fix and you have all the tools, but you just can't fix it because you don't have the consciousness. Your capability or your level of consciousness is more important than the problem or the act of just doing work on it and not getting anywhere. You're going to keep working if you don't have the capability. So that's why a lot of people, they can still be doing EFT tapping or Sedona, and they're not really releasing because they don't have the capability. They just don't have that higher emotional consciousness or power to release. So it's the same production capability formula as in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and the Aesop's fable of the golden egg-laying goose. If you don't have the capability, you're not going to be able to produce the results. So when it comes to resolving effectively your issues, your higher consciousness increases your capability. If you don't have that, you can just keep working and working, and you're just not at the level to resolve or step above your issues. So increase your emotional consciousness, which means increasing your ability to feel and experience emotion in your state, in your knowing, and then you have the missing key. If you were just at the level of super grease monkey, you'd be able to resolve smaller issues in that area, even if they're new, just because you have this higher general consciousness. And that's it. This works in every area. It's so much more important, actually, to have the emotional consciousness in that area so you can naturally release imbalance anyways than just focusing on the work. And fortunately, the work that we do and I teach that you can start using, I'm giving you some tips coming up right now that you can just start using today, that kind of stuff will help you to naturally release just doing this stuff, and your issues will start going away. And they won't even affect you as much anymore. The more consciousness you gain, you'll be able to heal more naturally to get back into that balance where your mind doesn't keep holding on to things. And of course, there are some things you can do to accelerate the healing and transformational process and to work on specific anxieties or issues more directly as well, like custom tapping scripts, mixing different kinds of power techniques together. But for now, let me give you a couple things that you can do right now. I said three, but I think it's actually more than three. They're not really numbered here, so I'm just going to give you a couple things that you can use and apply right now to gain more emotional consciousness to be able to work with effectively resolving those kinds of issues. It'll just give you more of the power and capability to be free from your emotional anxieties, baggage, issues, everything you're dealing with there. Okay, so this is a very different way of thinking. And I didn't come up with this for healing purposes. I had something else entirely in mind. I was the only one in the world doing this. I never heard of anyone else doing this before. I started doing it, but it was for different purposes. Now we can use it directly for healing. Okay, so I know it sounds strange, but this is what you actually have to do and open yourself up to. You have to give yourself the liberty to get emotional. But you do it in private. So for men, this is especially important because we can kind of hold on to things and just avoid that area. What you want to do is on your computer, on YouTube at night, give yourself time when there's no one else around, no interruptions. Get a box of Kleenex and you give yourself the liberty to get emotional and you let go into emotional states. So what I'd like you to do, and it's your choice, of course, but this is what you can do. It's very powerful, very effective. Make an emotional playlist on YouTube where you just value videos on the emotional effect. It doesn't matter your personal preference or what you think personally, doesn't matter. Value it just for the emotional effect and go for the hardest core hitting videos that really affect you. And here are a couple examples, like Christian the Lion video. There's Team Hoyt video. The father, they do triathletes with his disabled son. That's really powerful. Like Connie on the Britain's Got Talent, like singing Over the Rainbow. Find videos that are really emotional. And when you get the other components, I'm going to give you some more ongoing training here, make sure you get them. I'll give you the links specifically to some real powerhouses. Okay, and what you do late at night before you go to sleep, probably the best time, no one else around, just go through, watch those videos, and allow yourself to get emotional. And what that's doing is bringing the experience of emotion back into your knowing. That is what gives you the power when you do other things to release. Okay, so here's another one of my big secrets, and there's actually a lot, but this is actually one of the bigger ones right here. This is what really separated me from the rest of the pack, and it's why I don't have emotional baggage or issues, and I can release them very fast. And it's because of this. I was the first one in the world to start doing this, other than possibly actors, and I don't know if they do or not. I would assume they might do things like this, but I didn't learn it from them. I didn't even think of it from them back when I started this for years. I was only doing it because I had a different purpose, which I'll tell you some other time. And you want to condition yourself to experience emotion. So do what I call sober tier conditioning. I made this up years ago. The only one I ever knew, heard of, I was doing things. See, even with Sedona and other methods, the focus is on releasing and using emotion to release. I was doing something no one else was doing. I was actually conditioning myself to experience more powerful states of emotion. And before me, and even now, I don't know anyone else who actually does that other than some of my students now. So I didn't realize that this was the power for healing because I had a different purpose. It's like, wait a minute, just recently, oh yeah, I'm healed, but I didn't know it was because of this. I thought it was some other stuff. But it's only because I had the higher emotional consciousness. So when you can do this, what I call sober tier conditioning, this will really start giving you the capability and power to release emotional issues and things that you're holding on to. And I'll tell you quickly how to do it. Basically, with one of those videos, for example, you would keep rewatching it just in daylight without drinking, if you drink, without anything. Just straight up right there in daylight hours watching the video. You want to do what I call sober tier, where you experience one drop of moisture from your eye, at least minimally, and you do not leave the video until you do. So you keep watching the video until you get some kind of emotional effect or experience. Okay, so what happens is you christen that video sober tier, and then every time you watch it, it is guaranteed you will get emotional. And you don't leave the video until you do. So what's happening is you're conditioning yourself to experience emotion. And this is all in privacy. You give yourself the liberty to do so. But what happens is through time, you really start increasing your emotional consciousness and your ability to experience emotion. So you're balancing out and you're entraining yourself. This gives you the power to release and to resolve emotional issues. Okay, another thing is you can do love state meditation. I'm not going to get into that right now. That's really powerful. And the longer you can sustain it and connect with the universality of egoless emotion like love or compassion, that is really powerful higher consciousness. You just bring higher emotion beyond yourself into your knowing. That gives you the power to do miracles for transformation in your life. Okay, so then when you're in a more emotional state, you can do some other things to apply for releasing. And here are some big power techniques there. Emotional freedom technique, EFT, also known as tapping. Ho'oponopono, or Sedona method. And there's other things you can do as well. Those will help you to release your specific anxieties. So you get in an emotional state, a more emotional state. Then you do some tapping to get more emotional while you're actively releasing. Because for me, I'm bringing in emotion to a lot of my experiences. There's more power with that. There's more power to transform things. So if you have deep emotional blocks or strong negative limiting beliefs, well, you have to increase your ability to experience higher emotion, to experience emotion that is of higher consciousness. Good feelings, love, egoless submission, where you just let emotion sweep over you and purge you. Even before all of this, in 1993, I started with emotional conditioning, listening to Hans Zimmer soundtracks. And that really was a powerful thing, and it still is. So instead of meditation, I was releasing and getting into emotional states to balance out. And it relieved all kinds of anxiety, like my freshman year in college. So that's another technique you can do, is you value something on the emotional cathartic effect. You give yourself the liberty to get emotional in your own privacy, and that heals a lot of things, and it releases all kinds of suppressed junk, and you feel so much better, like the calm after the storm, and just refreshed, replenished. So that's, you know, the holistic balance. You're valuing being in a more balanced state, so the ego's not having all these things. So through the years, I would just do things to balance out, to get emotional, because for me, it was a way to balance out, because I couldn't do Zen meditation. I couldn't silence my mind. The benefit of doing all kinds of techniques here is that you're actually able to do traditional meditation and get all kinds of crazy benefits. So now I do all kinds of things, including traditional meditation. But anyways, we're talking about being able to effectively release your emotional baggages or your sexual anxieties. You have to become more conscious in those areas. Okay, so those were some emotional things that you can start applying. And when you get the other components, the free stuff even, I'll give you some more specifics on an example tapping script, for example, that you can use to start releasing. And I'll put that in a script form or video form. Okay, so let's just go into sexual issues quick. This is really more relevant for the single guys. So you might want to fast forward if you're married or in a long-term relationship and it's not an issue. Okay, so the effect of your condition right now here is that it's just sexual in nature. It's a sexual knowing consciousness experience. All right, so you have to work on it with that same kind of energy in order to resolve deep sexual anxieties, including something as strong as porn addiction. And we've had men cured of porn addiction. And it's because they had higher sexual consciousness. And I'll explain in different areas and, of course, further training how to actually do that for those who are interested in that. Okay, so if you're a single man with anxieties around women, you just have to have higher sexual consciousness and knowing. There's no anxiety when you know the solution to a problem and can work effectively where you're at the level of expert just to handle it. So this is only another area to be conscious in. So here are some techniques, and it's also in the Impossible Healing PDF. And get the other components, you'll be able to see and apply these as well. Adopt a more Eastern mindset towards sexuality. Discover the secret of women. Start natural grounding. Read the book, The Multi-Orgasmic Man, by Montauk Chia. Empower your sexual energy. And you want to build a reserve of new experiences with sexual energy that's different from your current level of knowing, which is probably based in a sexual knowing that's really a social exploitation and it's just on a lower level of consciousness. So by working with your sexuality and your sexual energy in a more Eastern mindset and developing a new understanding and knowing, which is connected to the truth of sexuality and the power of polarity and female sexuality and that core energy that is unfettered from lower conscious, social, and ego-based manipulation. No matter how much it's affected you, the more you can build up a higher understanding of the truth of sexuality, you will have the power to be healed and cured, however deep your anxieties are. The truth, the power, is egoless. It already exists. You just have to bring more of that knowing and infinite power into your experience, not just mentally. That's why a lot of guys are still having problems. You have to know and believe it in your sexual energy, in your physical, spiritual energy even, in your emotional energy. I do. And that's why I don't have any issues or anxieties with women. It's because I have a higher consciousness on all levels holistically when it comes to sex. I have a very strong consciousness. Very, very high consciousness. And that is what gives you the power to heal your issues because they're that type of energy. So you have to build a new knowing of how things are and rise above the previous level of consciousness where you're stuck in the mire of your lower conscious problems. Or maybe they're greater than you. They're out of control. Okay, so this is the effective resolution. And you may have an ego-based or social consciousness of sex and sexuality, which has created anxiety, higher sexual consciousness to the truth of polarity, that'll give you the power not just to resolve all your issues, but to be confident, in align with nature, in touch with your masculine yang energy, to be confident wherever you are in relation to the most beautiful woman in the world. It only requires higher sexual consciousness. It's not something logical. That's kind of a mistake of most of the teaching that seems to be out there. No, you have to know this in your sexual energy. So if your sexual energy is associated to fantasy sexploitation, well, you have to have a knowing in your sexual energy, which is not just what you think it is. Remember, we're taking a more Eastern mindset. And even a spiritual knowing of the truth of sexuality. And that's what you can get into with all of this as well. I'm teaching. And that will give you a lot of power and knowing to be able to resolve these otherwise incurable issues. So simply awaken and bring into your conscious experience more of the truth and power, higher knowing, so you feel it, the truth of sexuality and sexual energy and polarity. Okay, so remember to work with this kind of energy. Inner game work on these kinds of issues can actually make things worse. Well, media and sexploitation or porn is just out of your control and your energy is out of control. You can't help it. The anxiety around women is just out of control. That's why you have to work in this area. You have to become more conscious in your sexual knowing, in your sexual consciousness. You have to raise that level of knowing. And that changes everything. Then you have the power to resolve the previous issues. And naturals with no anxiety simply have a higher consciousness and knowing of how things are. There's no problems when you are at a level of operation mastery. If you're an expert in any field and you just have that consciousness, there's no anxiety. Oh, I got this. Bam. Well, it's the same thing. So you just have to have that higher consciousness. And this, it's working with your sexual energy and you're knowing your level of consciousness there. That is not only what gives you the power to heal and cure all of your issues, but to create attraction with women, to be in alignment with nature. Okay, so there are no issues or suppression when you're just in an open, expressive, natural, holistic, balanced Zen state. Just going back to the bigger picture here, it's all about that balance. So when you can value the balance of your holistic experience, where you're open sexually, emotionally, physically, spiritually, you are more dynamic in the moment of now. It's not just a spiritual thing, but your energy is buzzing and it's open to experiencing life. Everything becomes more alive and you're not holding on to issues and creating things worse with your mind, replaying things. You're not haunted by those torments when you're balanced. When you have a balanced Zen state, when you're very holistic, you'll be able to naturally release and let go of anxieties. You won't let all these things that used to haunt you affect you anymore. And it's not a logical thing of trying to, no. No, it's like you really will have the power to release and not be affected. So if you have issues, you're just not holistically balanced right now to truly be in that liberated present state. And you wouldn't be avoiding or suppressing things. You wouldn't hold on to things and, you know, not let go of them for years. You'll naturally be able to release. It's becoming aware on a higher level of consciousness in your sexual, emotional, physical, spiritual energy that gives you the power to override the lower consciousness of your blocks, suppressions, the programs and conditioning of society, your filtering of the ego. You just got to be more holistically conscious. That gives you the power to rise above and to heal all of these issues so it's not in your experience. All right, so to rebalance into that anxiety-free natural state, you just have to have more consciousness in the areas you're suppressed. And the more experience you have in the areas you have with your blocks and issues, the more you'll be able to naturally resolve them instead of denying, suppressing, or avoiding. So that means experiencing things outside of the ego again. It means valuing the balance. And it means getting emotional and experimenting with higher sexual energy. Again, something that a lot of Westerners just completely either avoid or have all kinds of misconceptions about. But I think in your case, so much damage has been done that you have to become conscious on these levels, or the problems, the plagues, will continue, probably for no resolution in some cases, if you're just at a certain point, because it's just so far above you, because you're just not conscious on that level. So by not being conscious in a Western society, and with media manipulating and influencing your emotional and sexual energy, while you've been unconscious there, I'd imagine that, like I had, you may have all kinds of issues. This is the resolution. Okay, this is the power to rise above the level of your problems effectively, to free things up, even things years ago, traumas, torments, things that you can't even get rid of, you can release those. So more work may be necessary to get you back to that neutral, balanced state after all the years of suppression, because you didn't release naturally years ago. The mind probably had too much control, and you held on to things, and things just got ugly. But the good news is that you'll experience miraculous growth by working in this area, so that when you are free on these issues, life becomes phenomenal and priceless. But if you feel like your experience, just your knowing of life, it feels like a million pieces of a car engine on a garage floor, you're just going to have a higher consciousness to put that back together again. Okay, so to help with this, I encourage you to adopt a holistic definition of self, that you are more than your ego and your personal Western identity, the thought constructs and influences which you think are you. I encourage you to read Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. He talks about the condition of the ego. If that's got dominance in your knowing experience of life, you're thinking of things, and then you have all these emotional and sexual anxieties and all of the junk you're going through, well, you got to break the condition of the ego to rebalance in your holistic experience to naturally heal and release again. And it means valuing experiencing other things than thinking about things, right? So you can heal, grow, and transform by becoming more holistically conscious, by experiencing more physical, spiritual, emotional, and sexual energy, which, by the way, is a priceless thing. The process is fun, and you're not even working on worrying about your issues most of the time. You're just increasing your capability. A lot of that junk will just either stop affecting you, or it'll just be released naturally without even focusing on it. And again, there are things that you can do to speed up that transformative process and go through your own metamorphosis. Okay, so I encourage you to do other things that are holistic and in which you can experience being outside of your thinking mind. So that'll get you out of your mind and more into that balance where you're not owned or controlled by the ego. And it's more than just spiritual stuff too. If you have sexual and emotional blocks, it means becoming more conscious in those areas. But do things like Zen meditation, emotional catharsis, Qigong, natural grounding, releasing, get stupid dancing, where you just turn your brain off and you just get stupid and let loose. That's being in your physical egolessness. You're being outside of your mind. Your experience is, it's ridiculous. And that actually helps you to balance out. The more you're in holistic states, the more your mind doesn't own you. Do other things like 101 ego fading techniques. If you go to egofading.com, I've got a separate product just there that will help you to do unconventional things that really work to get you outside of your mind. Things that people have never even thought of before. And I'll be giving some more of those away. If you just get more into this, you'll know different things you can do. Okay, so all of this, the plethora of power techniques of experiencing, training, and applying higher consciousness itself, I simply call holistic awakening. It's beyond the ego. You can only awaken to more of the egoless infinite power and bliss that already exists. Sexual power, sexual energy, spiritual energy. Monks will devote a lifetime to higher spiritual consciousness. This is a whole new area of miraculous power and value. You're just becoming more aware in your experience, connecting to the greater power that already exists. But it's not just spiritually, it's sexually, physically, emotionally as well. It's that full balance that gives you the power to heal. So, because all of this is outside of your mind, it opens up new areas for infinite growth and healing. You can really become only more and more aware and conscious of bringing higher energy into your experience of reality, your subjective experience. And most people, they're walking around the world pretty much asleep. They can't see the beauty and bliss in everything. Well, when you go down a path of holistic awakening, you'll be able to experience more of the power and value, which is far beyond all of your limitations that you will bring into your knowing and experience of life. And it's priceless. You don't have to seek other diversions. You can be in a state of ecstasy and bliss without drugs. You can look at a flower and just have like a great epiphany that you just cannot explain from, you know, valuing things from the ego or playing video games or cussing at your phone because the battery died. We're talking about entire new worlds of value and power. And this gives you the effective ability to rebalance and heal in this area. You don't even have to like the tools. This is the direct solution to resolve all of your sexual, mental, emotional anxieties and issues, to effectively release them so you can be liberated. And if you've been stuck in the ego all these years, well, this gives you the power to rebalance and to be freed up. And it is a priceless thing. And you don't have to become a monk. You don't have to be a yogini or even shop at Whole Foods. This is about practically and finally resolving your deepest issues. And even all of the BS and negative causal programming that has oppressed you, coming from lower levels of consciousness, you're free from all of that junk when you experience and know higher consciousness. When you are at a higher level in those areas, you can resolve and let go of all of those issues. So you just have to awaken to the higher level of knowing and experience that exists and awaits for you. Miraculous peak states. In less than a minute, I can be in a state that's a million times greater, no, actually like a million times greater than the average Western consumer who is filtering their experience through these lower conscious programs. I have the power to heal and transform and influence people, and it's all because of holistic energy. It's I don't own it. It's what amount do you have in your experience? How much sexual consciousness, how much emotional and spiritual consciousness do you have? That is the infinite power to heal all of your issues and transgressions. So if you have deeper, harder core issues after years of suppression, denial, or avoidance, you simply have to have even more of this consciousness and power to rise above and resolve those. It's like a rusty nail or like a rusty lug nut that's just been conditioned really into place. And when I was a kid, I actually had that happen, like in my dad's garage. We were just stuck in the anxiety of this situation. This lug nut wouldn't come off. So we had to think on a higher level of consciousness, and we had to get more leverage, more power. We had to have that knowing to do the right things. It was some different other power tool and some other things we did to finally release it. But if we didn't have that consciousness and power, we would have been stuck in that situation and all the anxiety and so forth. So remember, everything can resolve. Your problems can be resolved with higher consciousness. But without that capability, without that consciousness, you can remain at that same lower level for years, decades, suffering from the pain of things which can't be healed by pills. Now you have the solution. And I resolved all of my sexual and emotional anxieties without even being focused on healing. It was indirectly because I was conditioning myself into higher consciousness so I could be a better producer. That was my focus. But now we have this direct knowledge to apply to healing. Now, remember, this kind of stuff is different than book knowledge. It's about how you actually feel and know and experience things in your state, in your consciousness. So it requires special experiences and special training. Again, to resolve incurable issues, you have to experience higher consciousness in those types of energies where you have the issues in order to be able to override, replace, and naturally release to get back into that conscious Zen balance, which you probably have no idea what that's like as an adult, but it is phenomenal. You don't have anxieties. You can be anywhere. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. And you're just present, and you just operate off of what you're feeling in an expressive way, and you just have more influence on people. And life becomes phenomenal and priceless. And everything becomes more enjoyable, and you're just not plagued with all these issues. I can't even remember what it was like. Like, I have to think about what it used to be like. And it's only because I have higher holistic consciousness. So I was in training higher consciousness. That is what gave me the power. Things were healed just from natural grounding alone. I healed all of my sexual anxieties. But what I was doing was knowing things on a higher level. I was increasing my sexual consciousness. Now we have more power tools to directly heal your deeper issues in these areas. And now you can finally be free. So if you're suffering through incurable, unresolvable weight of your subjective sexual, emotional, and mental baggage, anxieties, guilt, shame, traumas, unworthiness, things someone did to you in the past, experiences you can't let go of, pain, frustration, well, the direct solution is experiencing higher consciousness in those areas. That gives you the capability, and you'll be able to release. You'll be able to let all of those things go, and you'll regain that natural ability to balance to let go of the mind holding on to these things and having these deeper blocks, be able to let them go so you can truly be in the now. So awakening to more of the egoless power and truth beyond your ego will give you infinite strength, emotional power, sexual power, for example. That'll give you the very real transformative power that you could never have mentally or learn from a book. So this requires special training. If you didn't know, you are a living miracle. You just have to have a higher knowing of it, not just logically, but to feel it, to sense it, to be aware in your holistic energies. And that'll be miraculous. That trumps all levels of unworthiness. If you can just know that you're a living miracle, that your blood vessels can go to the moon and things like that, well, wait a minute. That kind of is a higher level of power in knowing than something someone said to you because of their personal opinion or some social program. See, it's all about higher consciousness. That gives you the effective power to heal and release. So the more of that you can bring into your knowing, not just logically, but sexually, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, the more you can actualize that you are a living miracle and connect with the greater egoless power, to the compassion, love, joy, hope, that egoless energy that exists that everyone can experience if they open themselves up to. That is infinite power for transformation, which can do miracles when nothing else could do it. And it's just experiencing higher holistic consciousness, or what I call awakening. So to help you apply all of this, I've started an amazing program, the only and leading one of its kind in the world, and it's called Holistic Awakening. It will help give you the real and growing capability to experience, in your tangible knowing of reality, to experience higher sexual, emotional, physical, and spiritual energy, and to naturally rebalance, resolving your greatest sexual, emotional, and mental pains, issues, beliefs, conditions, torments, unworthiness, and blocks that are completely holding you back in life. This is about effectively solving and releasing all of those. And it's also for happiness, bliss, professional creative flow, an entire new world of bliss and beauty awaits you. But first we got to get rid of your anxieties, blocks, and limitations. So even within Holistic Awakening, there's so much for you to get started with. There's different areas, sexually, emotionally, physically, spiritually, that you can train in to experience higher power and energy that is free from ego, free from religion. It's just about your tangible experience. This gives you the power. Holistic Awakening is a multimedia training and group coaching platform. You got videos, articles, resources, forum. It's interactive. You can even ask me questions in the forum. And because it's a special group coaching program, I'll actually be there to help you and others through your specific issues to really make powerful and miraculous transformation happen faster. This is the direct path. So the next time you're feeling the weight of your issues and there's still something like brain cloud, or you have anxiety that comes up that's out of your control, and just all these things that are there clouding your experience of life, just holding you back. The next time you feel any of that, you now know that you can resolve them. Just like problems are resolved every hour in other areas all around the world. And problems are resolved in other areas of your life. It's all when you have the level of consciousness. So the next time you're feeling the weight of your issues and that anxiety, just know that you just have to have that higher consciousness. You know too much right now. You know that they can be resolved. It doesn't matter how hopeless or incurable it is. You have the solution. So either re-listen to this MP3 or when you're ready, which might be right now. I don't know. It should be. It could be. It might be. That's all about you. When you're ready, to get on this direct path to liberty and freedom, I'd like you to try out Holistic Awakening. Try it risk-free for the entire week to see if this is actually it, like if this is really it. And I'm going to let you try it for only $1 for a full week. See if it's for you. You get full access. I'll even refund the $1 if you want off the program. All right. After the week, you'll be subscribed to the group coaching and training platform, multimedia group coaching program, for $97 a month. You can unsubscribe at any time. And every month, you'll keep getting new and valuable content, training, secrets, resources every month. So you just got to dive in. There's already a lot of stuff that's there for you to start using. For only $1, it's ridiculous to kind of let something like this go by. But I want you to see for yourself. See if this is really it. So just go to holisticawakening.com and you can sign up right there. That's H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. Awakening.com, holisticawakening.com, and click on the link, sign up for $1, then just choose a username, and then you'll be directed with full access to the entire members area of our online multimedia training and coaching platform. And there's already a lot of stuff that is there for you, and there's more that's going to be added even during your 1 week. So, also, just for trying it out now, you can even ask me your hardest hitting questions online to further find out if this is for you. Just go to the Ask Me section in the forum and you'll find that. Okay? So I want you to see if this is for you. This is the direct resolution to work on effectively resolving your issues. And either way, you can take full advantage of the hours and hours of video training that will give you even more knowledge and tools that you can take on your own time to resolve your issues effectively, to really break through, take that emergency break off so you can fast forward and just live phenomenally. This is beyond self-help. This is working with higher conscious energy and holistic energy, bringing that power into your knowing. You become a more influential person. So just try it out for a week. And see if it's all that. See if it's the thing that would really be it. And you can even keep all the downloads that are on the site during your trial. And you already know that higher consciousness is the solution in any area. So here you just have to work specifically on those areas that you have blocks in. And this is the best training for that. You can unsubscribe guilt-free at any time during the trial. Or during the subsequent paid membership to not ever be charged again. Even if you want to dive in and get the power tools for metamorphosis and then just use them on your own, that's great. At least give it a shot. I encourage you to. OLA, Holistic Awakening, is the world's premier training on what I used to call peak state, but now it's really holistic consciousness. And it's really some powerful stuff for natural healing and resolving your impossible blocks and limitations. This is the direct training solution. So some things you just can't keep avoiding or seeking superficial solutions to. If you know the weight of your issues is really strong, either take some of the stuff I've given you here for free or just try out OLA for $1 to take the next step and really start resolving your issues to feel miraculous freedom and metamorphosis, to really step into the greater you. And if you stay, it only gets better with OLA. Once you're liberated with the emergency break off, you have a level of health and wellness that is impossible to describe or put a price on. That's when the fun begins, and you're just going to learn how to apply higher consciousness to other areas as well, like performance, professional creative flow, writing music, inspiration, charisma, speaking. There's so much power and value here. Just try it out for $1 if you're interested. Holisticawakening.com. Just sign up. You'll get full access. And either way, I hope you enjoyed this. got some real value here. And you can go ahead and leave comments from where you downloaded this. Go ahead and leave some comments. So I look forward to hearing your miraculous transformation success story.